The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. What is that sound I hear? The sound of muffled drums, the steady cadence of marching feet in slow and measured step, moaning and weeping and crying and sighing. What is that sound? It is the sound of mankind on its funereal march, its march to the grave. In the midst of life, we are in death. We are born but to die. Death is a very real part of human life. When we began to live at our first moment of birth, the process of death also had its beginning. For all human flesh is mortal. We are on the march to the grave. It's only a matter of time for this one and for that, for you and for me. Mankind laments and mourns. Through fear of death, mankind, all of its lifetime, is subject to bondage. The wages of sin. That's it. Forever a man is on the graveyard journey of name. It sounds so gloomy and so bleak and so hopeless, does it not? Mankind is trying hard to overcome this fear. All sorts of manners and all sorts of ways are employed. Try to forget it. Try to celebrate hedonistically so it doesn't come to consciousness. Oh, and what will people give to doctors, to hospitals, to medicine, to prevent it? But that's not the answer. That's not the approach. We do not need to fear. We have hope, and with that hope we are full of joy. It all comes from Him who is the truth, the life, and the way. The Prince of Life Himself, and we see that hope exhibited and expressed so clearly in the confrontation at Nain. The confrontation of Nain was life clashing with death. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, the Lord of Life, came face to face with the eternal enemy, the mortal enemy death. It was the same tragic repetition, as I said before, of mankind's journey to the grave. It was truly a sad one. A widow who had gone this way before with her husband, was carrying forth with a great host of fellow citizens of Nain, the only son she had, to place him there in the grave. The journey of Nain, the journey to the grave. Jesus and his procession, the disciples, were headed for the little town, and just outside the gate, they met. The confrontation took place. In this confrontation, the entire work of our Lord Jesus Christ is exemplified and demonstrated very clearly. Jesus had compassion when he saw the woman on her way to bury her only son. The compassion of our Lord God is always the source and the beginning of our hope and of our joy. For it was the compassion of God looking upon mankind that brought the Prince of Life into the valley of the shadow of death, into the human flesh, into humanity, and into the humility of humanity, that there might be hope and there might be help. Jesus had compassion. Compassion is his name. He said to the woman, "Weep not." Isn't that strange? It's easy for a man to say, and you'll experience that many times in your ministry, when you say to someone bereaved, "Weep not," it's so easy to say that if you do not have the pain, so I'm sure the woman thought. But there was more than just "weep not." With the "weep not," there was action that was to follow that would drive away the tears and the weeping. For the Lord touched the bier upon which the young man was laid. The bearers of the bier stood still, and then came that moment of confrontation. The Prince of Life said to that one dead there, "Young man, I say to you, arise." There was no doubt about the outcome. The Prince of Life is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Almighty God. And the young man arose and talked. This was not just an isolated instance, but really it represented all that Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, had come to do. You see, Jesus meets us. Met all of mankind in its procession of death. And he said, "Don't worry. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm going. But I'm going to solve it all. I'm going to fight the fight against the evil one who holds the power of life. Through his sin that he has misled the human race with into death." Jesus went the way of death into the grave. For a moment, he humbled himself as a man. Not just as a man, but as a suffering man in the stead of all of us, instead of all humanity. He humbled himself even unto death, the death of the cross. But God raised him up again. He was delivered for our offenses. You see, the sting of death, the cause of death is sin. Jesus broke the power of sin to hold us, for he paid the full price. And not only did he pay the full price, but he paid the full price for every last one of the sons and daughters of Adam on the way to the grave. And not only the grave, beyond the grave to eternal death. It was all paid. Jesus confronts us again and again, does he not? And he says, "Come unto me, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and he that lives and believes in me shall never die. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life, and him will I raise again on the last day. We can indeed then rejoice. Our funereal song is turned into songs of life and joy and hallelujah. For he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. Death cannot hold us. We are passed from death unto life, for we know that we are the Lord's. And whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. And death cannot hurt us, and death cannot claim us. Death has become really a wonderful and a sweet transition from this life to the fullness of life with him in glory. Truly, the fullness of it all will be realized when he shall come again. And he will say to all, as he said to the young man of Nain, I say to you, arise, and all they that sleep in the grave shall come forth. That is why we can indeed shout, oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, grave, where can you claim us and hold us? You cannot overcome us. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And here then, is the very reason for living. Today, tomorrow, and from this day forever, Jesus gave his body and shed his blood that ours might be life. And isn't it wonderful that he has assured us that he will come to us with this same body and blood that he gave to obtain life, to seal to us the forgiveness and life. And he does that in the Blessed Sacrament, which we're about to receive. And so as you receive it, shout with joy, thanks be to God for the victory in Christ Jesus, because he lives. I live. The sound is gone for us. Not of weeping and of mourning and of wailing, but the sound of joy and of victory. In the name of Jesus, get up and live. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.